This Rugby League report is brought to you by Volkswagen Amarok, the most powerful unit in its class.
Well, I think Manly have surprised a lot of people this season. They've already had 5 victories out of their 8 games, and they've suffered plenty of injuries in the process, but they're all playing well as a team, and this man's been outstanding. At the back of the field for the Manly side is Brendan Elliott, and we're lucky enough to have him on the line this morning. Morning, Brendan.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you for being on the program, mate. Yeah, I mean, Manly, I think a lot of people thought that, you know, with a few injuries that you might struggle, but that hasn't been the case so far.
Yeah, that's it was a massive thing. We have suffered a fair few injuries, which obviously isn't good, but I think that just shows our depth and the boys that have stepped up in the position of the injured players. I think they've done a great job.
Yeah, talking about doing a great job, you were filling in for Tommy Trbojevic, and mate, you look as though now you're starting to find a home back there in the one position.
Tommy's going to struggle, you reckon?
No, I'm not saying he's going to struggle, but is that where you feel more comfortable, or is it just sort of panned out like that? You've been given an opportunity and you've just grown in that position over the last few weeks.
Yeah, I think more so just the opportunity. I think each game I'm going out there with more and more confidence. I'm just trying to grow in each game, I suppose. So, Turbo is set to be back in a couple of weeks, and that's great news. He's a champion player. So, but until then, I'm just trying to grow on each game, I suppose.
Well, the good news is, mate, is I'm sure you've let Des know, you can cover more positions than just fullback, but where do you prefer? You can play wing, centre?
Yeah, that's right. A bit of a utility back. I can play, as you said, wing, centre, fullback. I don't really have a preferred position, but I'll play wherever Des needs me. Mm.
Well, what has Des brought to the club this year?
I think it's just the passion. He's a passionate bloke. He loves Manly, and all the boys can really see that. So for someone like me who hasn't understood that Manly passion before, coming into the club and hearing Des talk about it and hearing people like Chiz talk about it, and it's really sort of lit a fire under us to do well for the club, because it's such a proud history.
Absolutely. They are a famous club, and they love that backs to the wall sort of mentality. They grow a leg, don't they? Particularly at Brookvale, where I think your record's outstanding. I think it's 5 from 5 for the last 5 home games at Brookvale as well. Brendan, what about yourself? Are you feeling at home on the northern beaches at Manly, playing some good football? Because what is it, about 4 clubs in 6 years for you?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a journey, but no, I'm definitely loving it here in Manly. The boys are great. We're playing some good footy. I really enjoy playing under Des. So, I'm really enjoying my time here.
And you get an opportunity to go home this weekend, mate, for this magic round. You're taking on the Broncos, and the Broncos, of course. Well, a lot of people thought that they'd be one of the teams to beat this season. They've started off poorly, but you get them probably. Well, is it a good time or a bad time to get the Broncos?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Obviously, they're a very proud club as well, and with the form they've had, they're going to look to turn their season around this weekend. So, with such a big weekend like Magic Round, they're going to be a really tough side. So, I've been saying that. I'm definitely keen to get back to Brizzy and. With a concept like Magic Hand, and I think it's going to be really exciting.
You lost Lockie Croker on the weekend. The week before, you lost Daly Cherry Evans. And this week, I see that Appy Korosau has been named as 5'8".
He's a good player.
Have you had a chance to train with Appy at 5'8", and how's he settled in?
Yeah, he's settling in well. He ran there the second half of last weekend, once Croak sort of went off the field. We got a chance yesterday to have a bit of run around, and he'll do a great job there.
Yep. So how many sessions would he have had at will you get with him at number six?
Well, we had yesterday, but before that, there wasn't a lot. But in the preseason, obviously, everyone was chopping and changing, and people would start in different positions. So I think that's what preseason's good for. Different sort of players get to try different sort of positions and try different combinations. So yeah, he'll be fine there.
We always talk about backs, being able to play off the back of dominance in the middle of the field. And I tell you what, your forward pack, I don't think they're underrated, but they've been massive for you this season, haven't they?
Yeah, our forwards have, they have been enormous for us this season. The platform that they set for us to run off the back of is just incredible. They're playing really well. They're big, strong boys. So, yeah, but they're going to have a big challenge this weekend against another young sort of big forward pack in the Broncos. So, it'll be a big challenge.
Mate, we can only say keep the good form going. It's been quite remarkable. It's got to be said what Manly has achieved so far this year, but it's early days. Keep it going. Enjoy Magic Round.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Thank you.